We continue our learning lately. We're in Yavamos, Perik Yud Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis. Yavam Katan, Sheba Al Yavama Katana. Yava Yavam, who is a Katan. We're speaking about a Yavam who is 9 years and one day or older, but he's not obviously under Bar Mitzvah. And he has beer with the Yavama Katana. The Yavama, when we speak about Katana, which means that she's between 3 years old and 12 years old. So Yavam Katan Sheba Al Yavama Katana. So Yigadlu Zeh Im Zeh. They should get older together. He cannot be Megarisher until he becomes a Gadol, till he sees 13, because the get of a Katan is not a get, and the Katana cannot accept a get until she's able to guard a get. So she would have to be Bat Mitzvah. So that's what we say, Ba'al Yavama Gadola. Let's say a Yavam Katan who had beer with the Yavama Gadola, so he's 9, but she's over 12. Tigadlenu, then they should wait till he gets older, because she cannot leave him with a get or chalitza until he becomes a gadol. His chalitza or his gerushin is not effective till he becomes a gadol. Hayavama sha'arma besoch shloshim yom lo nivalti. Let's say Hayavama who says within 30 days after the Yavam performs, let's say, the kiddushin, that mamar, she says, lo nivalti. It's within 30 days. She says, listen, I haven't had bia yet with the Yavam, and he therefore has to do chalitza, because he never officially did Yibum. The Gemara is speaking about a case where the Ukimta, the case of the Mishnah, is where she's holding a get from him. So therefore, he can have bia get. At this point, according to her, they're already divorced. He cannot now have bia with her. On the other hand, she says she's not free through this get because she still needs chalitza. Yavama says, no, he gave me a get, but really he never had bia with me, and therefore I really need chalitza. The get is not going to free her at all. The Yavam responds and claims, Be'altich v'dayach b'getchen asatilach. No, it's enough that I had beer with you, and the get that I gave you is sufficient, because that's what we know. If there was Yibam, so then all you need is a get. So, and he doesn't want to do chalitza. What is chalitza hurt? Well, he's embarrassed that she's going to spit in front of him in based. So what do we do in such a case? The Yavama, within the 30 days, says, I didn't have bia, he wasn't miyabe me, I need chalitza. Kofin of Soshiachalotzla. We force him, we coerce him to do chalitza. Why? Because we believe the Yavama. The Yavama is believed within 30 days to say that Yibam did not happen, because we assume that that's the way it is. Takes the Yavama some time, it may take him a month in order to perform Yibam. And therefore, if we assume that the Yavam therefore did not have bia, and she is telling the truth, and she is ne'emenes, and therefore we force him to do chalitza because we believe her that they didn't have bia. But la'achar shloshim yom. But if, let's say, it's after 30 days from the time that the Yavam did the mamar, and she said lo nivalti, I didn't have bia with him, and the Yavam, time is back, she's holding a get, and it says, no, I had Yibam, and I gave her a get. So then we believe him. Mivakshin him menu sheyachlotzla. It's not kofin, we don't force, but we ask, we request that he do chalitza because of her tana, but we don't force him to do chalitza, because after 30 days there's a chazaka that he did have bia, and she is not believed, and he is believed. Ah, but because she believes herself that she's usher to him, shavya anafsha chaticha di yisura, the famous idea that although we don't have proof, but she considers herself usher, she considers herself that she's unable to be freed through a get, and she needs chalitza. So based on that, we therefore request that he do chalitza, because she would not be free without chalitza because of what she believes. Ubizman shehu modeh, but if he admits, if it's after 30 days he admits he didn't have beer with her, then I feel la'achar shnei masar chodesh kofen oso shiachlotza. Even if it's after 12 months, we force him to give her chalitza. One interesting point here is that when we spoke about, take the case of Ba'al Yavama Gadola, here you have a 9-year-old who had bia with a Yavama Gadola, she's a bat mitzvah, but to dissolve the marriage, you need what happened, so you can only give the chalitza or the divorce after he becomes an adult, he becomes bar mitzvah. So what do we allow? up until that point. So the Mefarshim explained that until that point, they're permitted to have bia, even though the Torah says that the purpose of Yibam is lahakim shame, lahakim is to establish a name for the brother to produce a child, which is something that a katan, a yavam between 9 and 13, is not capable of doing. Nonetheless, we allow them to have bia because the Torah says, "Yeshvu achim yachdav." We assume as long as they were yeshvu, they lived together even for one day before the brother passed away. We learn from there that even a katan yavam is able to live with the widow. Whether that bia is d'oraisa or d'rabanan, so that's a question. But nonetheless, that teaches us that even if the yavam is what, even if he is a katan, he's able to have bia. So if that's the case, when the Torah says, oh, you have to be lahakim shame to establish a name for the brother, that means that the brother, should the surviving brother, should not be a saris. He should be physically capable, but to eventually establish the name for his brother. But it doesn't mean that he has to actually be a gadol right now. So then we're Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Yud Gimel Hanoderes Hana Miyavama. Here's a case where a woman is from Yavama, from her Yavam. She prohibits upon herself with the neder any ana from her brother's, from her husband's brother, and she did that even before he passed away. So now her husband passed away, so she can't have yibum because she made a neder. She's not getting ana from her brother-in-law. So what do we do? Kof can't have bia, so kof nefshashiach lotzla. So then we force him to give her chalitza. It didn't enter her mind when she made that neder that her husband was going to pass away and she was going to the full to Yibam. So therefore, she didn't have kavana to release herself, uproot herself from the mitzvah of Yibam, and therefore, Beis Din forces the Yavam to do chalitza, and she will receive her ksuba. But if she was no deres hana from her yavam after the husband passed away, after she fell to yibum already, so then we know exactly what her kavana was. She doesn't want hana, meaning she doesn't want to have yibum with him. So then mevakshin heimenu shiach lotzla. We don't force the surviving brother to do chalitza. We ask him. But we don't force him because her kavana was to release herself from yibum. So that's not his problem. Now, if he chooses to do chalitza, he should give her the ksuba. But if he doesn't want to do chalitza, but let's say he doesn't want to do chalitza, but she's mevater, she forgoes the ksuba, so then we will force him to do chalitza, because after all, he's not going to have to pay the ksuba anyway. Then this kav lukach. But let's say we know for sure, based on her neder that she had in mind even when the husband was alive. She had kavan with her neder, she doesn't want to do yibum. That's the idea. Then afilu b'chaye b'ala. Then even if she made that neder b'chaye b'ala, she said, oh, I don't want any hana, I don't want you to get any hana from me, speaking to her brother-in-law, her husband's brother. And it's very clear that her kavana was, I don't want to have yibum with you if it would ever come to that, if her husband would pass away. So then afilu b'chaye b'ala, such a neder, even if she made it when her husband was alive, we don't force the yavam because she had kavana to release herself from yibam. Rather, what do we do? Mivakshin heimenu sheyach lotzla. In such a case, we also ask. We make this request. Now, one interesting point is as follows. We have in Mishnayos and Ksuvos a woman who's called a moredes, where she's a rebellious wife against her husband, giving examples of where a woman refuses to have tashmish with her husband. So the Mishnah there says in Ksuvos, I have a machlokes of Bishama Beisil, how long that can go on for, but at some point she forfeits her ksuba if she's moredes, more than a week, more than 2 weeks, different opinions. So we're going to say the same thing here regarding this woman who, after the husband passes away, or when we know it's very clear that her neder is that she doesn't want to have yibum, she wants to release herself from yibum. That's also like a neder of not having tashmish with the husband, and that would make her a moredes, and therefore she has no explanation for why that is. So then she's going to forfeit the ksuva. But as we said, if she's willing to forego the ksuva, so then we would force the husband to do chalitz because there's nothing lost, nothing he has to pay. One other point is that our mission is following the opinion that yibum is preferred over chalitz. We spoke about that in the past. Which is preferred? This Mishnah seems to follow that Yibum is preferred. But according to the halacha and those who hold that Chalitz is preferred, so then nowadays we would say in our case, we wouldn't say that the woman would not be able to get her ksuva, because if in fact chalitza is what's preferred anyway, so the fact that she took an edit, she doesn't want to have yibum, so that's too bad. It's, the husband, that wasn't the preferred method anyway. And since he's supposed to do chalitza, we ask him to do chalitza, and the ksuva is going to be paid.